Okay, so we're going to discuss some of the basics and the nuances, including adjudication trends, in 30 minutes. So, yes, exactly. So, Rebecca, can you tell us what's required for a religious worker?
So, we start off with some of the overlapping requirements. It's confusing enough, generally, just getting the regulations under your belt and understanding what they mean and what they say. So we're going to start first with saying, what are both required? The R1 temporary religious worker and the special immigrant religious worker, which is the preimpetus to wanting the green card. So common for both is that both, no matter what the organization is seeking to sponsor the individual for, must demonstrate is 501c3 tax exemption status. Okay, so in 2008, when the rules were updated because of a lot of the concerns about fraud and bad filings, one of the requirements that was implemented was there must be the ability of the petitioning organization to demonstrate 501c3 tax exemption status. Now, there's a bunch of sorted types of documents that they can demonstrate this by, but typically it's the IRS determination letter that is really your golden ticket, if you will, for the type of evidence that you want to be able to submit. So whether for the R1 or the I-360 special immigrant petition, that 501c3 determination letter is key. Membership of 2 full years immediately preceding the date of the application. Okay, so not I was 2 years a member out of the last 5 years. It's 2 years immediately preceding. It's pretty important. And the nature of the documentation that you provide and present is equally important. So you could have a variety of different types of evidence. It can include maybe certain denominations have actual membership certificates.